USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States government can resume expelling immigrant children who cross the southern border without a parent. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia stayed a lower court ruling that allows the government to resume the policy begun by former President Trump's administration last year as a measure to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Nearly 9,000 children were expelled before the lower court's order. And the Pentagon has paused a plan to vaccinate armed forces and detainees at Guantanamo Bay. The plan to offer vaccinations at the base on a voluntary basis was authorized earlier this week, but the Pentagon announced that it was being put on hold while it reviews the force protection protocols. Maryland is confirming a case of the more contagious strain of the virus first identified in South Africa. In a statement, Governor Larry Hogan's office said the patient is an adult living in the Baltimore metro area who hadn't traveled internationally, making community transmission likely. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Law enforcement officials have announced more charges stemming from the riots at the Capitol earlier this month. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Two members of the Proud Boys and two Pennsylvania women have been indicted on charges tied to the deadly attack at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The Department of Justice announced the charges against Dominic Pezzola and William Pepe. Pezzola has been seen in a viral video smashing a window at the Capitol, according to the indictment. Don Bancroft, who was arrested, posted a video saying, "We were looking for Nancy to shoot her in the friggin' brain, but we didn't find her." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the South Carolina Republican Party has voted to censure Congressman Tom Rice for his vote to impeach former President Donald Trump. Rice, who represents South Carolina's 7th District, was one of the 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment. Rice is expected to face a primary challenge over his vote, with one challenger forming an exploratory committee last week. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A number of Democratic lawmakers are joining President Biden's call to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. But some Republicans are already pushing back against that idea. Senator Bill Cassidy called the idea another bad policy that will kill jobs. The Louisiana Republican told Fox News that the new administration already has a bad track record on employment.
I think the problem comes from his policy. I've never seen an administration start off deciding to kill jobs. Let's kill 11,000 Keystone XL jobs like that. By the way, those are folks who don't make their money on a Zoom call. They make their money getting calluses and packing a lunch. Those jobs are gone. Let's raise the minimum wage to $15. That restaurant just barely hanging on now closes completely, entirely, forever because their fixed overhead went up so much in the middle of a pandemic. This is the most anti-jobs program I've ever seen. No wonder they want generous stimulus checks because everyone's going to be unemployed. The best stimulus check is a paycheck, and that's what we should be focused on, not just putting out all these dollars for people that have been made unemployed by federal government policy.
And the Detroit Lions are sending their longtime quarterback Matthew Stafford to the Los Angeles Rams. L.A. will send quarterback Jared Goff two future first-round draft picks and a third-round draft pick in return, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Stafford was drafted first overall by the Lions in 2009, spending 12 seasons with the club. Goff was also a number one overall pick in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.